And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
Get on my own. Then I got to know a man who cares. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's the I am. Oh, he don't need us. I'm so glad he wants us. He's always just one step ahead of us.
Really stop to think about it. He don't need us, but he wants us. I like that. That's His Fold, singing for us, featuring Christy Pike there on the lead part of that song. And His Fold there from the Asheville, North Carolina area. And I'm not sure who actually wrote that song. Let me see if it tells me here. It says Christy wrote that one. I love it. I'm so glad he wants us. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune into It's Gospel Time each week. Sure would love to hear from you. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Well, I would ask you to please, please, please be in prayer for my dear little wife, Diane. She's having double knee replacement this week, and I just pray that all will go well, surgery, recovery. She'll be able to be back up and going real soon. She had been planning on us going on a vacation to the New England states for the last year or two, maybe. And she's still hoping that by the end of September or somewhere in there, she'll be able to do that. So you pray that the recovery will go well, surgery well. And by the time you hear the program, she may already have had the surgery and be in recovery. But however, your prayers would be greatly appreciated. She wrote a book called A Mama's Dream. It's a true story. We dealt with infertility for years, 22 years after we married. God gave us our daughter, and the book deals with that. It takes roughly 2 hours to read the book, maybe a little more, possibly a little less. Very heart-touching. Some folks say they've read it over and over. They're $10, which includes the postage, and I do greatly appreciate all of you that have purchased that book. It's blessed her, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. And you can just send the $10 to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787, and make sure we can read the address where you want the book mailed to, and I'll take it myself to the good old U.S. Post Office and mail it right out to you. And if you need to call me for questions, 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350. Be sure to keep Diane in your prayers. surgery on the 24th, her birthday on the 25th, and on the 30th, I'll be 63 years old. And so pray for us getting old. I don't like getting old. Didn't take me long to get here. Well, that's my issue for today. Let's go ahead and look into Revelation 21. Revelation chapter 21. We're reading today from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible, I believe to be the true, infallible, the inspired, the inerrant Word of God. Revelation 21, began reading in verse number 1. Alexander Skorbich actually doing the reading for us.
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Friendly way, ask him if he'd go to church. This he had to say: I don't believe I have to go, I'm a good man anyway. I agreed with him, and this I had to say. If you've been born again, you don't have to stand and tell the world your soul's been saved from sin. You don't have to say or do one thing your brothers need to feel. But if Jesus lives within your heart, you treat him kindly or ask him in your home. And you don't have to care if he's in need or help him pay his bills. But if Jesus lives within your heart, you will. You don't have to go to church if you've been born again. You don't have to stand and tell the world your soul's been saved from sin. You don't have to say or do one thing your brothers need to feel. But if Jesus lives within your heart, you will. Jesus lives within your heart. You will.
You don't have to, friend, but you will if you're truly born again. Coming up, Walking by Faith.
Simple, till her sickness complicated everything. Sparing nothing, she exhausted every effort, only to find it all had been in vain. And then one day she heard a rumor go around of a man making her way across the crowded street. She found what she needed at his feet.
When you feel you've reached the end of your rope, and this life's not given any hope, reach out with your hand, touch the garment of the Lamb, and you'll find peace like you've never known.
You may think your life is going nowhere, scattered to the wind. You're facing another of life's trials, and you feel as though you've almost reached the end. Well, don't give up. Let me tell you about a man who can heal your sickness caused by sin. Make your way across the crowded street and find your healing at his feet.
When you feel you've reached the end of your rope and this life's not given any hope, reach out with your hand, touch the garment of the Lamb, and you'll find peace like you've never known. Reach out with your hand, touch the garment of the Lamb, and you'll find peace like you've never known.
That's a good song. Walking by Faith from Robbinsville, North Carolina. Title of the song, At His Feet. Some good picking, some good singing, and I want to stay right at the feet of Christ. He's the best friend I've ever had. Well, we appreciate your prayers, appreciate your financial support. Greatly, greatly appreciate you listening. We're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, come right back in with some more great gospel music. Please stay around with us. We'll be back right after this.